Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 68. A decade ago, I was for quite some years in satsang with a spiritual teacher, and every time he would just ask me, "What do you feel?" And I would report my emotions and sometimes also my thoughts. Then the second question was almost always, "Are you willing to feel that?" And we would sit with that together for a couple of minutes. I don't have the sense it healed my relational capacities. So why is honest sharing different when there I also just tell my emotions, just like with that teacher? This is a very interesting question. The difference is very simple. With honest sharing, you have a real counterpart. You have someone on the outside. There is someone who listens to you. A satsang teacher is more an infinite presence. And that's quite different. So for this part who needs healing, it is important to have a normal human being on the outside, not an infinite empty presence. If you come to satsang to become enlightened, okay, then this is the reason why we meet such teachers. That's why we go to satsang. Satsang is not for trauma healing. Satsang is not for a better life. It's not to fix anything. Satsang is to wake up completely. But what you write is about your capacities to have relationships. So there is still suffering because your life in terms of relationships is not fulfilled. There are problems, there is suffering because there are subconscious processes that separate you from others. And again, this is the survival strategy of your childhood. So you have gone to the wrong person for that issue. Yeah. I don't say don't go to satsang. I just say go to someone who can help you with that. It's a bit like as if you had strong pain somewhere in the body and you go to a satsang teacher. It is the wrong person. Or to make it even more clear, if you have a problem in your household or your car is broken and you go to a satsang teacher, it's the wrong person for that. So as long as we suffer and want to change things on the relative level, we have to go to a specialist for that issue. And relationship issues can be solved with the help of trauma therapists. And the satsang teacher may also be in a way irritated because, I mean, I don't know, but I can imagine that these people just don't understand why people just not can just be. Why they always fall back into identification with this suffering and these concepts. And it is not possible. That's at least my point of view. We cannot skip that because the suffering is so much and it has such deep roots in our biology. It's a deep need of the body to get in contact, to deepen relationships. This is the crucial point of all fulfillment in this life on a relative level. Yeah, I'm not talking about enlightenment. I don't know what that is. I am not enlightened. But what I absolutely know that people who transform their destructive relational patterns have a complete transformation and a happy and fulfilling life. Whether they are enlightened or not. And for that, for this transformation, we need someone on the outside. Someone we can reach as a human being, not as infinite consciousness. It's a bit like you would bring a small child who's crying to an open space. It doesn't make sense. A small child needs a mother who reacts on a simple human level, heart to heart. A small child doesn't need an enlightened master talking about emptiness. This is the mixture of levels I often talk about. But fortunately, many satsang teachers have realized this problem and also have started to get trained in trauma therapy, or at least read the books, so that they can deal more easily with their disciples. And the number one book I recommend for satsang teachers is the NARM book from Dr. Lawrence Heller, Healing Developmental Trauma. This is the most important book for all spiritual teachers, from my point of view, so that these confusions cannot happen anymore. And the satsang teacher can then see if this disciple needs trauma therapy or if he is at that point to be pushed into nothingness. And at that point, you are not, at least that's what I'm assuming here because of your question. Again, you write, so why is honest sharing different when there I also just tell my emotions, just like with a teacher? It's not that you just tell your emotions. It's about that there is another one that can listen to you. Yeah, from that kind of question, I can almost feel it, that you have been always alone. There has not been anyone on the outside for you to really contact and get in relationship. So it's an expression of total loneliness. It's about that a human being can hear you and you hear someone talking about his internal states, so that you really experience deeply in the body that you are not alone. It is about this deep experience in the body, that this physical body-mind system is not alone. And this is crucial for our biology. We are mammals. We have a vagus nerve. That means we are built for living in groups and deep relationships. And again, I repeat the sentences you have written that the teacher has said. The first, what do you feel? And the second, are you willing to feel that? So with these both sentences, it is not a real contact, because you don't get any information about the internal movements of that teacher. Yeah, he reacts out of a role. He doesn't tell you what's going on inside him. There's a hierarchy, the master and the disciple. And this doesn't create the contact our biology needs. So maybe, yeah, this is a crazy assumption, but maybe it would have helped you more if you dared to do that with a normal friend. And you would have heard something human from him or her. This would have created at least the beginning of a real relationship. And that what you describe with that teacher is no relationship. It has nothing to do with it. Can you see that? He wants to bring you into nothingness, but you actually want someone on the outside who says, hey, I'm here, I can understand you, I am here with you. I also am a human being, I'm also suffering, and I'm also happy, whatever is there. This is what our biology needs. And if you have that established in your life, from there the jump into pure consciousness is more easy, much easier. Because then there's nothing left. And you write you have done that for years. This is a sad story. You have tried for years to reach someone, and this teacher has refused it, obviously. And this trying to reach someone is most probably that what you do since your childhood. So please don't stop. Continue searching until you have found a human being that is able to connect with you. And this may be a friend, a partner, or a trauma therapist. Don't stop at the satsang teachers. It's just an intermediate state. I don't say that satsang is wrong, but that what you need and what you are looking for, you have to go further. And this one will appear in your life. It is absolutely sure that this one will appear if you don't stop searching. From an esoteric point of view, you manifest or create this one on the outside yourself. Because your constant approach and attempt to the world, to reach the world, will sooner or later be reflected in a person on the outside that also wants to connect with you. And if that happens and you complete the process of honest sharing, then your transformation is complete and your suffering is over. And then you can go to satsang and be open for that, what's happening there. And the last point, you asked, why is it different? Honest sharing and the transformation is not about feeling something. It is about sharing what's there, and this is an important difference. What you describe, what happened with your teacher, is that you once shared what's there, your emotions, and then you sit together with that. And that means that you feel it, but the sharing has stopped. Honest sharing is not that. Honest sharing means constantly sharing what's there. And again, this is an absolute important difference. Because if you just sit there and try to feel what's there, again, you are alone and no communication happens. But our biology, our system wants communication, wants contact. So again, you are alone in that case. Although you may be within an energy field, but in fact, you are still alone. It's still your childhood where you have been completely alone. And honest sharing means that you constantly share what's there, that you constantly verbalize what's going on inside of you, and that on the outside is a normal human being that is open to hear that. And this constant sharing, yeah, brings security into the system, and that leads to integration and a deepening of the process in a secure way. So that's why it is much more effective, because it is much more related to the needs of our nervous system. In any way, I would recommend to try it out. You can go to a local group and try it out. And if it doesn't work for you, then please write again. Yeah, then we look what hindrances are there. But I promise you, yeah, I can do that. I promise you, if you correctly do the honest sharing, then a complete transformation will happen and you will reach that, what you are looking for since childhood. Then your search is over.